This is Scott Owen with the Asheville FM News Team, and I'm speaking with Jerry, who is a canvasser with Community Roots here in Asheville. Jerry's here to talk to us about a petition that's being circulated that has to do with the Climate Bill of Rights, getting signatures on the petition, and also there's going to be some training. Welcome to Asheville FM.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Let's hear about the petition you got going.
Right. So the Climate Bill of Rights is a city ordinance that Community Roots is working, has been working for a year to collect signatures to put this on our ballot as a voter initiative in 2020. It will establish a policy for Asheville to reach 100% renewable energy citywide by 2030. And the city currently has a commitment for 100% renewable energy. It sounds like they do. But that commitment is not a binding commitment, and it only refers to local municipal buildings, and that's 1% of our city's energy use. It's not enough in the climate crisis that we're in. And the way that we would reach 100% renewable energy citywide, this ordinance gives Asheville residents the right to purchase electricity from any provider. And that includes the right to go off-grid from Duke Energy, the right to be part of an energy cooperative or produce electricity off-grid. And it also establishes legal rights or rights of nature for our ecosystems. So the French Broad River would have the legal right to thrive.
Right. Let's talk about the energy consumption part of this as far as buying energy from different providers. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? How it stands right now? Is it that only you can only get from your energy from Duke? Is that the?
Well, a person can be producing electricity with a solar panel, but any individual or business using solar power is required to be connected to the grid, is required to be connected to Duke Energy and to have a smart meter, which reads how much energy they're producing. And if you're producing any more electricity than you're using, you're required to sell that back to Duke Energy.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I used to work for a radio station out in Utah, and we bought all of our energy from a wind source of electricity that was generated by wind. We bought into that. Is that something that would be happening where you could buy, like, your energy from, say, somebody who was providing wind power?
Yes.
Or a solar farm?
Yes, and that would be, we would be legalizing this in the city of Asheville. Eventually, this city ordinance really puts a hole in the state, in the state regulation. And
by putting a hole in it, you mean it's basically opening some doors.
Exactly.
That's what it sounds like.
The way I imagine it is sort of like legalizing CBD and the business that was possible that emerged after that to make it possible for solar companies to collaborate directly with their customers without regulation and intervention from the utility company.
So someone could put a solar farm,
yeah,
which I don't think there is anything like that here in Asheville. They could put in their own privately funded solar farm and then start selling energy.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds great. Tell us a little bit more about this petition. It's going just to the city. Let's be clear about that.
Right. So this is just a city ordinance, and the petition can only be signed by Asheville city voters who live in the city limits and are registered to vote. And our petition was created a year ago, so we have a year, one full year, to get 15% of the city population to sign the petition. And currently, in these last 2 weeks of our campaign, we need to collect roughly 3,000 more signatures to put us securely in a place where we know we have enough.
Why do you need that number or that percentage of people? Is that to get it on the ballot? Is that?
Yes. So to get it on the ballot, we need just over 10,000 signatures from local city voters. And because, you know, some people sign twice, or that when they sign, they don't write their name legibly, or they don't include their date of birth, and those signatures get thrown out. So over time, we've had about 65% of the signatures we're collecting are actually valid.
And some of the people who signed maybe don't know that their signature has been taken off.
Exactly. So for folks who haven't signed, or if you have, when you're signing any petition, it's important that you include all of the information accurately. If you've moved, maybe you need to update your voter registration before you sign. And make sure you're writing everything legibly and completely.
So is that number 10,000? Is that what I heard you were looking for total?
It's more than, I'd say 11,000. It's but just over 10,000. But
and there's a deadline, let's be clear about that again?
Yes. We need all of these signatures by the end of January. So that's by next Friday.
Oh my gosh, that's coming right up.
Yes.
And you need 3,000 more.
We're working to get 3,000 more. That was, as of about a week ago, but we tally up our numbers every week as an organization, and we're still waiting to hear back from the Board of Elections. It takes them a lot longer to count.
Okay. And where can people find a canvasser?
So you can find a petition at any time available to sign at one of our participating locations at One World Brewing, West or Downtown, Rosetta's Kitchen, the Block Off Biltmore, or the Regeneration Station.
And these locations all have a little stack of petitions there for you that you can sign.
Yes, and our canvassers are also going to be out. We've got volunteers out at the Fringe Festival events, at Earth Fair. You'll see us out and about, and we've also been knocking on doors, so we may be knocking on your door as well.
Well, this is really some great work you're doing. Did you see Greta at Davos yesterday, by any chance?
Yes, yes.
Getting pretty serious about the whole issue now, aren't they? Some of the people in the public are getting very serious about what's going on here with the climate
crisis.
Definitely.
Yes, we have to. And I'll say to help us out, like right now, we are in the final countdown of this campaign and working to get to make sure that we get those. It could be just a matter of a few hundred signatures. So to help us reach this goal, we are doing a volunteer canvasser training this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Green Sage in the Westgate Shopping Center next to Earth Fair. That's Green Sage, 9 a.m. Saturday. And if you have a clipboard, bring it. If you don't have a clipboard, we'll have clipboards for you and copies of the petition, give you the lowdown. And then from Saturday through Friday, as a volunteer, you can make a plan where you're going to be, how many signatures you personally want to collect. And on Friday, January 31st, we are going to have a finale party at One World West, One World Brewing West, from 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And this will be there for 4.5 hours. If you haven't signed the petition yet, or if you've been collecting signatures and you have petition pages that are full, you can come and bring those to One World Brewing West and come and stay a while and hang out and celebrate. We've put so much work into this, and making it happen is something to celebrate.
Well, I know you've all been working very hard at this. I actually went out with a group on the holiday parade, but unfortunately all my signatures, it was raining. They all got wet.
Yeah.
And they were ones that were like thrown out. But y'all have been working very, very hard on this, trying to get this petition, to the city so that we can get it passed. And you're asking, it's a very simple ask. You're just asking for signatures from people. And appreciate your work. And like you say, you can look for canvassers door to door, but also give us a rundown of those places again where you have a petition sitting.
So the petitions, if you're out and about and you just want to drop in and sign something, canvasser or no canvasser, you can find the petition at the Regeneration Station, at One World Brewing. There are two locations, downtown in West Asheville, Rosetta's Kitchen, and the Block Off Biltmore.
And then there's the party on Friday the 31st, is that right?
The party is on Friday the 31st at One World Brewing West from 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And I'll say one more thing for supporting this. If you're not able to come out and volunteer and put in hours, we do Community Roots hired tripled its paid canvassing staff this month for January to reach this goal.
I saw that you were actually paying cameras. I've never seen that before.
So yes, the canvassers came on. Paid canvassers came on in September, and the organization tripled that in January because this was the way we knew we could guarantee to collect the signatures that we needed to, and the Community Roots is still fundraising to afford to pay the canvassers. So if you are not able to come out and volunteer to collect signatures, you can still help support making this happen by making a contribution to Community Roots. Go to our website, cmroots.com, and click donate.
Well, I know a lot of people have been doing just that, and that's great. This is really good work. We think of petitions and things as being political. This is not really political, I don't think. I don't see this as a political thing.
It's not a partisan thing.
Yeah, I see it as a social necessity rather than like a political move. So thank you very much, and we appreciate you being here. And any last thing you'd like to get in before we close it up?
Thank you so much, Scott. I feel so much gratitude myself for being able to take part in this, and so much gratitude for the response that's coming through. Thank you all so much.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah. And thank you.